Namaste. My name is Rui Semmerer, an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, live your passion with awareness. Our passions are stirring up our negative suppressed feelings, and if we feel our negative suppressed emotions that are ascending through our passions, we purify our subconsciousness and so purify our past or the influence of our past. So it's actually great if we live our passions. If we don't live our passions because we want calmness and peace in our mind, we're getting only artificial, superficial calmness in the mind, but not real one. Because the negative suppressed feelings are still inside of ourselves and are hindering to feel the real peace in our mind. Okay, one example, if you peel an onion, then there's coming one layer, the next layer, the over next layer, and so on. After every layer, we see something new. And if you don't peel the onion, it will smell after some time. It will rotten. So it is with our ego. And now comes the point. Really understand this. And this is the biggest mistakes mostly of all spiritual people are doing. We have an ego, and the ego is in front of our heart chakra, this is here. And the suppressed negative feelings are in front of our divine soul. And we want to reach the divine soul. But first coming our suppressed negative feelings. With other words, our suppressed negative feelings are the doorkeeper or the gatekeeper of the divine inside of ourselves. And if we want to feel bliss, divine love, calmness in the mind, we have to go through this process to face our suppressed negative emotions, feel them, and then comes divine love. And if we don't do so, we don't get the real thing. It's just so very, very simple. No? The next thing is why we live our passions, because most of the time this is our mission to live our passion. And so we want to live our mission because we have to do so, then we have to live our passions. The other thing is, what is creativity? Mainly the creativity is coming through chaos and passions. So in the chaos, we have to find a new solution, and this we find through our passions. And then this is God creations, and this is the beautiful of creativity. It's all the time driven with passions. Okay, and now comes a point. The spiritual people want eternal peace. Okay. life or the world is passion, and the death is eternal peace. If you want, as a spiritual person, eternal peace, we will get it. We just have to wait until we are dead, and not before, because we always need something. We need shelter, we need water, we need fruits or, or food, no? And also love, no? And air. And so our needs, we are getting our problems. And so it is impossible to find eternal peace or peace in the world. We can find it only inside of ourselves and only for a certain time. And for that is meditation. And that is the reason why I meditate. Believe me one thing, since so many years, when I'm meditating since over 30 years or so, since 35 years or so, since that I meditate, I never long for peace in the mind. I don't say that I have already peace, always peace in the mind, but I don't want it. Just so very simple. Because I get enough peace in the mind through meditation. It's for me enough. And other time, if I have my patience, I enjoy this always. I want the polarity. And this is a solution for, I think, for everybody to live a joyful life with peace in the mind, is to live our passions and to meditate. Okay. And the other idea is eternal peace, we will die and so on, and this should be our last life. This is all rubbish. This means that we cannot enjoy our life, so we have to change inside of ourselves that we can enjoy the life. And this is do what you love and meditate. Thank you very much that I could speak about that. And bye.